can't hear me, just sort of let me know. I'll try to speak a little louder. Last time we were talking about the world of Matana, Amanas, V'Hachzir. We spoke about the realms in which it does work. The maskat of the Gemara is that is Kol HaTorah Kula, with exceptions. We saw the exception, although we didn't explain it yet, the exception in the Bavli is Kedushin. Yitachin, that according to the Yerushalmi, there are three more exceptions: the world of Gittin, the world of Maisros, and the world of Arba Minim. The Bavli certainly disagrees on Arba Minim, also appears to disagree on Maisros, because it speaks about the Kohenim or Leviim. The issue is Masayeh Bebeis Agronos. It's an issue of Rabbanan, not an issue of Doraisa. And in terms of Get, we don't know. Okay. Then we began to speak about how it works. And we saw the Rishonim. And the Rishonim are all of one opinion, that Matana Manas L'Hachzir is a Matana that requires, post the Matana, a Hakna'a Gemura to the second party. Namely, that it's a two-step process. And the basic source text of the Rishonim was what? Where do we see that somewhat black and white in the Gemara? In the world of Arba Minim, by the Lachem, certainly you need Lachem, but where do we see that it's not just, again, the two alternatives that are raised by the Rush are, do we say that we have over here a Matan Olizman, and it automatically reverts to the Bailim, or do we say, no, that it's a Matana Gemura, and requires a Matana Gemura back to the Bailim? Exactly. We have a black and white Gemara that on the first day of Yontif you shouldn't give your Arba Minim to a Katan to be Yotze with, because although he'll be Yotze, but he has no way of giving it back to you, which implies, had it been a Matan Olizman, who cares? He has no way of giving it back to you. It's automatic. You only gave it to him temporarily. But the moment that the Gemara says that you can't give it to the Katan because he has no way of getting it back to you, so that implies, then... Okay, that's the Raya from the Gemara. And what is the Svara? What is the Svara that's involved, that the Rosh says that were we to say that second alternative, that it would be a Matana Lizman, how would that be defined in halachic terminology?
Shoel.
That's a Shoel. And we know that you're not Yotze Arba Minim with a Lulav Shoel, with a borrowed Lulav. Okay, that basically was the Shita we saw in the Ritva, we saw in the Rosh, and we didn't see anyone that disagreed with it. Who does disagree with it, though? The Ktzos. The Ktzos says that, in other words, in his humble opinion, that Lulei Divrei HaRosh VaHaRitva, the Ktzos pointed out, he would have taken the other approach, and he has to deal, in other words, he has to bring Rayos to his side. So his basic raya was from the world of Baba Basra. Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. What case do we have by a person who wants to give over a gift to one party and then to another party? What is the ma'avar? What is the point of transfer from party A to party B? Remember, the Gemara uses the phrase acharecha. I'm giving this to you, v'acharecha leploni. And what does acharecha imply? When is it going to move to the second party? Upon the death of the first party. I'm giving you my field, v'acharecha leploni, means I'm giving you the field to use as long as you can, and then acharecha leploni, and then upon your death it's going to go to so-and-so. So at what point is the second party koneit? Post the death of the first party. Can we speak about a kinyan post-death? No. So it must be that we have a concept of a temporary gift. In other words, the two alternatives are, do we have a temporary gift, or do we require a separate kinyan? So the Ksos wants to point out, wants to bring a raya from the world of Acharech Leploni, from the world of Acharecha Leploni, that we do not require a separate gift. That's basically his raya. Okay, and then the Ksos has to deal with Rishonim who appear to disagree, And so the Rishon that appears to disagree most head on is the Ran. What does the Ran say about a person who would tell a woman, I want you to be my wife today and not tomorrow? Af agav the kosav haran de nedarim. Gabe hayom ad ishti ulamachar I ad ishti delo nafka belo get. That is a meaningless statement, that the moment you make someone a woman, she's a woman, until there is a get. Okay, that's a world of kedushin. But then the Ran continues, because of shamishum de kol kinyan she'eno kinyan olamis af al pishu kanoi lizman haguf mikom akom kinyan peros ikri. That the Ran wants to say that this is a rule, b'chol ha'Torah kula. There's no such thing as a temporary kinyan haguf. The moment that you have a temporary kinyan haguf, that's a kinyan peros. What did we call a kinyan peros, in other words? That's she'ela, right? That you're giving someone usage. You're giving them the right to use it, but you're not actually being machna to him. L'chora, that's what the Rush was pointing out. And so we have a Ran, who agrees with the Rush and the Ritva. What are we going to do with this Ran, according to the Ktzos? So he says, Hasam l'inyan ishus, the inan kinyan olamis. That's a unique halacha in Ishus, but when it comes to Arbaminim, etc., there's no problem of having a kinyan l'sha'a. Namely, that according to the Ktzos, there is a difference between a kinyan l'sha'a and a kinyan peros. A kinyan peros, or she'ela, is only usage. A kinyan haguf, I'm giving over the object temporarily. When we have a requirement of lachem, it has to be mine. A kinyan haguf lizman is mine. Again, as opposed to the Rishonim, who said not that way. How can the Ktzos go ahead and say something against all the Rishonim? So Ktzos says, I found a Rishon. Who would the Ktzos find? Rav Avigdor HaKohen, he found in the Kohen Tzedek, he found in the Tshuva of the Rush, that he speaks all the time about kinyan haguf lizman. Kinyan haguf lizman, the Ktzos says, the dance. Ayen sham v'yazlo libi shekivanti l'das Rav Kadmon. I found the tree of life. Nafkamina halach l'maisa. According to the Ktzos, if you were to give a katan, arba minim, on the first day, and you would want it back from him, you give him a matar manas l'hachzir, would it work?
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you do with the Gemara? And Ktzos, if he's not going to disagree with Rishonim, he's certainly not going to disagree with the Gemara, right? So what do we do with the Gemara according to the Ktzos? Ulafizet zarech lomar hado amru lo likni inish lova liyanuka hainu b'mikre b'stam below shum shir. If I gave it to the katan without any conditions, simply with the hope that he would be machnet back to me, then I'm stuck. Because he can't be machnet back to me. But if I give it to him black and white, matana nasla hachzir, then what I'm doing is I'm giving it to him a matana lizman, and then it automatically reverts to me. Okay, so we have a tremendous nafkamina between the Ktzos and all the Rishonim except for Rav Avigdor Kohen Tzedek. However, the Nesivos wasn't willing to leave things on that plane, and so for today, I printed up the Nesivos for you. And just to go through briefly his argument against the Ktzos, so you have on the source page in front of you, the first paragraph of the Nesivos, he points out that the Ktzos hechlit. She'ein tzarech kinyan kishem achzir. There's no need to agree with the Rush and the Ritva. She'ish kinyan guf l'sha'a. That as opposed to the world of She'ela, which is a kinyan peros, which is a heter tashmish, there is a concept of a kinyan guf l'sha'a. There is a track of a temporary kinyan haguf. The ha de kosav haran, the kol kinyan sheino olamis, that's only in terms of ishus. Okay? So here, the Nesiva says that's an impossible understanding of the Ran. Because the Ran brings a proof. The Ran just didn't say it. From what realm did he bring a proof?
Kinyan Soda.
He brought a proof from Kinyan Soda during which era, during which time period?
No,
Bisman HaYovel. In other words, we have a situation where you buy a piece of land in the time of the Yovel. How long is that land going to be yours maximum? 49 years, until the Yovel. Right? The question is, can you bring Bikurim from that fruit? Because what do you have to say in Mikra Bikurim? Ha'adama Asher Natata Li. I can only bring Bikurim from fruit that grew on my land. But here I have a temporary hold on this land. Can I bring Bikurim or not? Okay? So the Gemara says, this is toloi in a machlokis between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan holds kinyan peros kikinyan haguf, and Rish Lakish holds kinyan peros lav kikinyan haguf. So when you buy land during the Yovel, what are you buying? You're buying a kinyan peros. You're buying the land temporarily. You're buying the fruit of the land. According to Rav Yochanan, that's like a kinyan haguf, so you can bring bikurim. According to Rish Lakish, it's not a kinyan haguf, you can't bring bikurim. That's what the Gemara says. Comes along the Sivas and says, according to the Ktzos, what should be the halacha? If you buy land during the Yovel, should you be able to bring Bikurim?
Yeah.
According to everyone, you should. Why?
Because you don't need a kinyan
haguf. Because there's a concept of a kinyan haguf l'sha'ah. You made a kinyan haguf l'sha'ah. That's exactly the world of Yovel. You're buying something temporarily. So the fact that the Ran quotes a Gemara, not like the Ktzos, what the Gemara says is Tolei Kinyan Peros. So we see the Ktzos is wrong. There's no such thing as a Kinyan Haguf L'Sha'a. A Kinyan Haguf L'Sha'a, as the Rosh pointed out, is a Kinyan Peros. That's what's mashma from the Gemara in Gittin that the Ram brings as a Raya. Achor, it's a very strong question against the Ktzos. Anyone want a forem for the Ktzos? The Ktzos knew the Ran. He quoted the Ran. He says that the Ran views Ishus as an exception. There's no such thing as a Kinyan Haguf in Ishus, because a Kinyan Haguf Rishah in Ishus, because Ishus by its nature is Olamis. But doesn't the Ran quote this world of Yovel? No, what do you say? What would the Ktzos say about buying land during the Yovel? By definition, what are you buying? Are you buying a Kinyan Guf L'Sha'a?
Yes.
What?
You're
right. Exactly. In other words, that it's not a fair question. that the Ktzos would say what the Gemara says, namely that during the time of the Yovel, you have no kavana to make a Kinyan Guf L'Sha'a. When you're taking Arba Minim, it has to be lachem, it has to be yours, so you have a kavana to make a kinyan guf l'sha'ah. That works. But in the world of Yovel, there's no kavana to make a kinyan guf l'sha'ah. You know that all you are buying are crops. You're buying crops, 49 crops, 15 crops, 7 crops, as many years as you're buying it, you know all that you're doing is buying produce. You're not buying the land. During the time of the Yovel, this land always is going to return to the owner. So it's not fair to say, don't we see that in Yovel, we ignore the possibility of Kinyan Guf L'Sha'ah? It's not that we ignore it, that's not the person's kavana. In other words, it's only going to be a kavana if it's going to have meaning. Over here, it has no meaning. In other words, he's buying crops. And then the question is, when you buy crops, do you bring Bikurim? That's a machlokes with the kinyan peros, kinyan haguf. Okay, then we had the Gemara of the Ksosis Raya from Baba Basra, where acharayich, is a din of la'achar misa. Isn't that a great proof that there's no such thing as a requirement of a new kinyan in matam asla hachzir? Because la'achar misa, there's no possibility of making a kinyan, of being makna something. What does the Nesivas have to say about that? The Gemara over there in Baba Basra, on Kuf Lamed Zayin, I'm sorry. No, much better. Gemara Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph has two cases. One on top of the Amud, in which the person says, Nachasai Lecha Ula Acharecha Liploni. And then on the bottom of the Amud, we have a case of Esrog Lecha Ula Acharecha Liploni. The Gemara, black and white, says, I'm sorry that it's not that visible. One more chance. Okay. The Gemara, black and white, says that this la'acharecha means la'achar misa. Does that necessarily mean that this la'acharecha means la'achar misa? The Ktzos says, just as over here we're talking about la'achar misa, over here we're talking about la'achar misa, and since there can't be a kinyan la'achar misa, we see that Matana Amar Asla Hachzir does not require a kinyan. Nu, what do you say? What is the purpose of telling someone nechasai lecha la'acharecha leploni? What do you want to give the first party? You want to give him the maximum you can in this field. What's the maximum that you can give him in this field for his entire lifetime? Right? And after he dies, acharecha leploni. When you give someone an esrog, what are you giving him? You want to maximize his use of the esrog. What's the maximum use of an esrog? Until he's yotzei. Right? As much time as it takes to pick it up, etc. So this la'acharecha and this la'acharecha are two different worlds. In Achinami, in the Resha, la'acharecha means la'achar misa, because that's the context of nechasai lecha. I want to give you my nechasim to maximize their use. When I give you an esrog, I also want to maximize the use. But the maximum of the use is nothing to do with your lifespan. The maximum of your use is the time it takes you to be yotzei. You only need it on the first day. Afterwards, you don't need lachem. There's no need that belong to you after the first day. You can borrow it from the second day onwards. So when I'm giving you an esrog and I say la'acharecha leploni, what is my intent? That acharecha means exactly after you yotzei with it, the gamarno. And so this is the case of matan amas lahachzir that we're talking about. In this situation, matan amas lahachzir could require a second kinyan. You don't necessarily have to build one off of the one off of the other. There's no need. In the chasai lecha v'acharecha leploni, maybe what I'm giving party A is a kinyan peiros maximum, and party B will get another kinyan peiros when party A dies. There's no kinyan haguf, but in esrog I need a kinyan haguf. So kinyan haguf, we have this mechanism called matan amnas lahachzir. But matan amnas lahachzir requires a hakna afterwards as well. And that's the acharecha leploni, with a hakna. I over here, there was no need for hakna. This is apples and this is oranges. This is a kinyan peros and this is a kinyan aguf. The fact that the Gemara uses parallel language does not at all imply that we're talking about the same halachic framework. So this is the machalkis then between the nesivos and the ktsos. That's what he points out in that paragraph, umasha hiksha b'ktsos, haba baba basra, etc. And he brings in esrog and points out that there's a whole different world of acharecha. Then, in terms of esrog hakohol, that the ktsos pointed out that we don't find in the world of esrog hakohol that there is a need for a formal haknoah afterwards. So we already saw that there is a concept of doing things al das bezdin, that in other words, that simply that the bezdin sets up the halachic framework. Whether the people are aware of it or not is not the most important factor. They want to be yotzei in a manner that would be most efficient for everyone, and that would be the matam amanas lahachzir with the kinyan. And finally, the fact that the ktsos found or digdor hakohen. So the Nesivos points out kol hakavod, that he's a das yachid, and we don't paskin like him. A and B, who says that's what he meant? All he speaks about is a kinyan guf l'sha. He never says how that sha is created. Maybe the kinyan guf l'sha also requires a kinyan afterwards. Namely, there's really no proof from the language of Avigdor HaKohen. It's true he speaks about kinyan haguf as opposed to kinyan peros, but even a kinyan haguf could require a kinyan afterwards. Okay, so we have a machlokas. We have two deos in the Rishonim, a das miut and a das rov, and we have a machlokas in the Achronim, who is correct. It all revolves around the question as to whether there is a concept of a kinyan guf l'sha that automatically reverts to the first party or not. According to the Ksos, there is such a concept, according to classic Rishonim. And the Nesivos, that's, in the world of objects, we call that she'ela. In the world of produce, we call that kinyan peros. And it's not going to help us when we require a kinyan haguf. Then you require a formal hakna afterwards as well. Adkan. Okay? Next topic. Going back to our exception to the rule. Kedushin is an exception. That's what the Gemara points out over here on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis. Levar mi isha. Lefisha ein isha niknes b'chalipin. If really, we say that matana amanat lahachzir works b'chol haTorah kula, when you give someone a pruta amanat lahachzir, you are giving him a pruta, why should it not work in Ishus? Why should Ishus be an exception? You're giving her a pruta, b'chol haTorah kula. So, we have over here machokas rishonim. What does Tosfos say? Exactly. That no, it's midoraisa. It works. There's no reason why it shouldn't work. When you give an ish arei mekudeshet li b'tabatzo kedat Moshe v'Yisrael amanat shetachzirehu li midoraisa she's mekudeshet. But what? But since it appears to be similar to a kinyan which is called chalipin that we saw in the Gemara in Daf Gimel Mad Aleph, you cannot be mekadesh an isha b'chalipin. And since over here this appears to be similar to chalipin, so Rabbanan said, were we to allow it to work, people would think you could use chalipin as well. So midrabbanan, it doesn't work. But midoraisa nachinani, it works. It's just a din of midrabbanan. Like kohen hamaseya bebeis hagranos. That's a din drabbanan. Midoraisa, you can give a kohen trumos and maestros matanamanasa hafzir. Midrabbanan, you shouldn't, because it's near a kemeseya. So over here also, that's what the Gemara points out. Levar me isha, because even though midoraisa it works, lefisha ain isha niknis b'chalipin, and people are going to confuse it, so midrabbanan doesn't work. Who disagrees with Tosfos? Head on? The Rambam, right? The Rambam speaks about a din de oraisa. Why in the world should this be an exception, mi de oraisa? So the Rambam says, black and white. What's the issue over here? Even though it works b'chol haTorah kula, I can buy the Brooklyn Bridge with a pruta amanas l'hachzir. I can't marry a woman with a pruta amanas l'hachzir. Why not? Because it's not enough to have kesef in the world of Ishus. We saw, according to the Rambam, I require hana'ah. And over here, I have kesef without hana'ah. The woman is not being nana from the kesef. She's giving it right back to me. So we're missing the essential underlying core of the kinyan of Ishus. The core of the kinyan of Ishus via kesef is hana'ah. And here we have the framework of kesef. We have a matamah sahachzir, but there is no hana'ah. Yes?
Always said that the
hana
goes on the time of the giving.
Even here, it's this, in other words, to get something that you know that you're going to have to give back in a split second, that's not a hana. You're 100% correct. But how's that fit into the Gemara? The Gemara says, "Levar me isha lefisha ein isha niknes b'chalipin." Doesn't speak of that at all. Hana, chorit. The Gemara is beautiful according to Tosfos. Has Raman fitted? Had the Gemara simply said Levar Me Isha, period? We could say Lefi Shein Hana'ah. And in the world of Ishus, you need not just Kinyan Kesef, you need Hana'ah. No, what do you say? How does this fit in?
Didn't this depend on how we understand Chalipin and Gimel?
Yes.
Like Rashi said, it was the reason why it didn't work is Gunai. So that
I thought I sent this to you, the Ramban. I sent you the Ramban. That the Ramban on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph asked, in the world of Chalipin, to say it doesn't work, just a minute, we have two tracks of chalipin. When you have a track of chalipin with a kli which is not worth a sheva pruta, okay, that's a gnai for an isha. But there's also chalipin with a kli which is worth a sheva pruta. Why shouldn't that work for an isha? Why don't we say that that's a din of kesef? So what does Ramban point out? Because there's no hana'ah. Right, exactly. It doesn't work because it's going to go back to the husband. In the world of chalipin, you're giving something temporarily. And so therefore, what is our Gemara telling us? Gavar me isha, lefi she'ein isha niknes b'chalipin. Exactly. V'yesh, says the Ramban, v'yesh li yashva, the kol chalipin l'gabi isha kachalipin d'pachashem v'pruta ninhu, the matana manas lahachzir lo kanya b'isha, the basar hanoa de v'sof azla, v'lo mikni nasha b'kniya d'sha'a, k'dibinim l'meimer l'kaman. This is exactly our Gemara. Our Gemara is telling us is that there are two kinyanim that don't work me, the oraisa by an isha, for the same reason. Levar me'isha, matana sahachzir doesn't work. Why? Because chalipin doesn't work. Why? Both of them, for the same reason, there's no hanoa. Then what the Gemara is pointing out over here is that in the world of Ishas, we need Hana'ah. It's not enough to have a Kinyan Kesef. You need Kesef with Hana'ah. That will exclude Matan Amnas L'Hachzir, and it will exclude Chalipin. So Gemara is telling us that Matan Amnas L'Hachzir doesn't work similar to Chalipin, which doesn't work Mida Oraisa. Both of them have the same Chisaron. Both of them are missing the ingredient of Hana'ah. Okay, so we can learn the Gemara in either direction. So, what else do we have over here? Yeah. Okay, one more topic we have on the Amud, and this Tosus over here, Lo Hechzira Lo Yatza, who points out that in the world of Tnaim, in the world of conditions, we always need a Tnai Kafu. And matana amanas lahachzir is not a tnai kafu. I go to someone and say, I'm giving you my arba minim on condition that you return them to me. So we say, if he returns them, fine. And if not, he didn't keep the agreement and so he wasn't yotze. But I should have had to say, and if you give it back to me, then you'll be yotze. And if you don't give it back to me, then you're not yotze. We don't find that tnai kafu over here in the world of Manas V'Hachzir. So Tosis answers that there are cases where it's enough if you have an umdana, that's already enough to be Mavatel D'Maisa. You don't need a Tanai Kaful. You simply need a clear indication of intent. If clearly the person intended that his condition should be a necessary condition, then even without the formality of Tanai Kafel, it's going to work. And over here, the fact that he said it, and clearly he said it for a reason in order to be able to be Yotzi with the mitzvah, that's enough of an umdana to work. So the question is, what's going on? In other words, when do you ever need Tanai Kafel? In other words, if I say one side of the picture, isn't that enough already to have an umdana, that's what I mean? Like, what are the criteria over here? So the Rav pointed out, and other Achronim of course also pointed it out, but I heard it from him, that really there are two tracks with which we can abrogate a deal. There are two tracks with which we can undermine a Maisa Kinyan. One track is the track of Tnai, and the other track is the track of Taus. One is if I set up conditions and the conditions aren't met, that is one way of abrogating the Maisa. And the other is if we have simply a total misunderstanding. We have a total mistake. One of these is called Tanai, and one of these is called Taos. When I want to use the track of Tanai, then I need the formality of Tanai. Tanai has a formal Mishpatei HaTanai. We require a Tanai Kafel, we require Hein Kodem Lalav, we require that it be a case of Efshar, not Eefshar, etc. But I also have a track called Tos. Namely, when normally we speak about Mekach Tos, what do we think about? I go into a store and order a piano, and when I get home, I see they deliver a harp. That's a Tos, right? I didn't buy a harp. I bought a piano. Right? In other words, and that's I bought a, go into a pet store and buy a kitten, and I open it up, and it's a dog. That's a Tos. But the Tos is not only in terms of the nature of the identity of the object. You can have a Tos also in terms of the transfer itself. Matana amanas lahachzir is a, in other words, if it's not going to be returned, we don't need mishpatei atanoim. It's enough if we have an indication that this is not what was intended, that already is enough to break it. When do we use track A and when do we use track B? When do we use track A and say that that we can break a transaction with mishpatei atanoim? And when do we use track B, that we can break a transaction with the concept of mekach tos, with the concept of mistake? We're talking in all situations where you're making something conditional. When do we say that the conditional is enough to be called a tos? And when do we say that conditional requires all the formality of mishpatei atanoim? What's the relationship between the tanai and the maisa? No, what do you say? If I tell you that I am giving you my car on condition that it rains tomorrow, and then tomorrow it doesn't rain, right? And I want my car back, and you tell me you didn't make it tonight, Kaful. I'm keeping the car. You said I'm giving you the car as a gift, and then you added if it rains tomorrow. You didn't say, and if it doesn't rain tomorrow, I'm not giving it to you. And we go to court. Who's going to win? Me or the fellow who thinks he owns my car? The fellow who thinks he owns my car is going to win. Because if I wanted to make a condition, I should have made it tonight kaful. But if I say, here is my esrog on condition that you give it back, and he doesn't give it back, and when it comes to him, he says, well, you didn't say it's tonight kaful, and we go to court, who's going to win? I'm going to win. Why by the car is he going to win? And why by the esrog am I going to win? By the car, Beis Din is going to say, mishpatei atanoim. You want to make something conditional, you have to use formality. And by the esrog, I'm going to win, because Beis Din will say, that's a tos. Rabbi Miller never intended to give you his esrog permanently. He only gave it to you on condition that you give it back. That's a tos. What's going on over here? Okay, these are two tracks, but how does Beis Din know which to use? How do they know that the case of the car is a track of mishpatei atanoim and the case of the esrog is a world of tos? No. This is Tosfos. This is what Tosfos is telling us. Tosfos says the case of esrog is like a situation where I were to say I'm having a yard sale in America because I'm going on Aliyah. Right? And people buy things, and then my job falls through. And so I go to people and say, I want everything back. My job fell through. And they said, you never made it tonight, Kaful, that if you go on Aliyah, works. If you don't go on Aliyah, you want everything back. So when they go to court, so the person who wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, he's going to win. Because it's obvious that it was a tos. But why is it so obvious to tos? Maybe it's a track of tonight. What's the rule? Logic, what's the rule? No, Daniel, what's the rule? If the relationship between the Tanai and the Maisa is arbitrary, then I need Mishpatei Atanoim. If the relationship between the Tanai and the Maisa is internal, then there's no need for a mishpatei atanoim. That's simply a tos. Namely, to link the sale of my car with rain, that's an arbitrary condition. To link B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven, they're only going to get nachala if they're going to fight in front of the people, that's an arbitrary condition. Moshe Rabbeinu made an arbitrary condition. There's no kesher between getting nachala and going to the army. That's an arbitrary condition. Moshe Rabbeinu felt that it was something that was important for the morale of Klal Yisrael. Okay, but when you want to build an arbitrary condition, it has to be built legally with Mishpatei HaTanoim. If you fight, you're going to get the nachala. And if you don't fight, you're not going to get the nachala. But when I give you an esrog and I want it back, that's arbitrary. I want it back to be yotzei. Right? In other words, I'm giving it to you temporarily that you can be yotzei, and I want it back because I want to be yotzei. When I say that I want my microwave back because I didn't go in aliyah, I told you I'm selling it to you because I'm going in aliyah. Clearly, if I'm not going in aliyah, I need my microwave. That's not something arbitrary. That makes sense. If I give all my nechassim to YU because I only have one son and he's lost in the Amazon, right? And then he comes out of the Amazon. I tell YU, I'm sorry, my son just came out of the Amazon. I want $1 million back. They can't say to me, oh, you didn't say Mishpatei HaTanoim. It's obvious I want to give my nachala to my son. I only gave it to YU because I don't have a son. Namely, if when we have a condition which is internally connected to the action, then there's no need for Mishpatei HaTanoim. That's the person's intent. It's a clear intent. That's what we call an umdana. An umdana works. I didn't have das to give it to you unless you're going to fulfill the condition. Masha ein kein, if I'm making my own arbitrary conditions, there's no internal connection. It's purely arbitrary, then no. That's the difference, l'chora, over here within the world of Tosfos. Tosfos, later on Daf Memtes Amid Beis, points out that sometimes in the world of Tos, I don't even need a dibur. I don't even have to say it. It's enough if it's clear, my intent is clear. Let's look over there a minute on Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis. That's the main Tosfos of the world of Umdana. Dvarim shebalev einam dvarim. Mashma dafka mishum shelo pirish dvarav. And pirish dvarav lehedi of Amr b'shas ha-mecher, shum mochram lefishu rotzal chaseris Yisrael, havei ha-mecher batel. Aye, we need a tanai kaful. So there is a sheet of the Rashbam that Tosfos rejects. And then we have the sheet of the Ri. We'll come back to the Rashbam. The tzarech ha-chalik v'lomar. Yesh dvarim she'enam tzrichim tanai kaful. Ele gili milsa. Anan sahade dadaita dahachi ovid. וגם יש דברים דאפילו גילוי מילסה לא בוי, כגון אהודה כוסף כל נחוסף לאחרים, ושמה שיש לו בן, המתנה בתלה. Even if he didn't mention this, I'm giving this to you because my son is lost. It's obvious that the reason that he gave away all of his נחוסים was because his son was lost. If the son is found, everything falls out. וכן הכוסף כל נחוסף לאשתו, לא עשה אלא אפטרופסה, לפי שאנו עומדים שככה ידעתו. Namely, that we have over here three. We have a world of Tanai, and we have a world of Tos. In the world of Tanai, then we have a requirement of Mishpatei HaTanoim. We have a formality, and without the formality, it's not going to stand up in court because there's no logical connection between the Tanai and the Maisa. It's going to rain tomorrow, you're going to fight. There's no connection between that and getting my car or getting my Nachala. That's Tanai. However, in the world of Tos, all we require is an Umdana. All we require is that we have an indication. Sometimes the indication is going to come via Dibur, it's going to be an oral indication, and sometimes it's simply going to be an anansade. It's going to be something which is so obvious, it doesn't even require it to be said. In other words, this is obvious that over here we're dealing in a world of Tos. It's a total mistake. Okay? This is, in other words, but there's no need, the common denominator is there's no need for Mishpatei HaTanoim, there's no need for any formal declaration in terms of the the nature of the contract. Okay, that's what we have over here in Tosfos. Before getting back to the Rashbam, in that Tosfos, there is a different distinction that we find in the Rambam. Again, our question is, why sometimes do we need formality and sometimes we don't? So according to Tosfos, if there's an inner logic, there's no need for formality. When it's arbitrary, you need formality. That's clear. But there's another way of distinguishing as well. Look at the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira. You have it in front of you. Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Yud Alef Halachos. Hamocher Stam, I am selling you my bicycle. Af al pisho haya b'libo b'nei kach v'kachu mocher. Even though, in my mind, I say to myself, I'm selling you my bicycle, because in Yerushalayim there are no bicycle lanes and it's dangerous, and so I'm not going to drive the bicycle. V'af al pisho marin dvarim sheno mocher, elo la'asos kach v'kach, v'lo na'asa eino choser. And even if I mention to you, you know, I'm selling this bicycle because it's dangerous. And then it turns out the next day in the Jerusalem Post they announce bicycle lanes in Yerushalayim. And I go back to you and I say, I want my bike back. And you say, there was no tonight kafal. Harelo pirish dvarim. Harelo pirish. Without the formality, dvarim shebaleve, non dvarim. In other words, the fact that you meant, you only sold it because you thought it was dangerous, and the moment that there are bicycle lanes, it's not dangerous, you wouldn't have ever sold it. That's dvarim shebaleve. Okay? Move over to Hilchos Chiyum Matana. La'olam omdim da'as hanosein. We always take into account what did the giver, what did the person who was giving, what did he intend? Im hayu dvarim marim sof daito osin al pi ha'omet. If we see his intent is clear, we go according to that intent. Afal pi shalo pirish. And then give the examples. Mishalach benola binel sayam, shamagol shemes. His kid went on a tour of the Amazon, and he heard that he was swallowed up by a boa constrictor. Because I've called nechasav la'acher matana, gruya, gemura, v'acharkach babino. It turns out that it wasn't him that was swallowed, it was his friend. Right? So, ein matana so kayemes. Dvar mochichim, ilu yada shebeno kayem, hoyenos en elkon nechasav, etc. Why do we say it's dvar shebelev? What's the difference between halaperik hilchos mechira and hilchos zechiyu matana? What's the difference between hilchos mechira and hilchos zechiyu matana?
Two different areas, mechira.
Excellent. This is the Rambam. He's putting it in the headings. There's a difference between a sale and a gift. In a sale, there, I need mishpatei hatanoim. In a gift, I don't need mishpatei hatanoim. It's a different, again, Tosfos distinguished between arbitrary and internal. Arbitrary and logical. That was Tosfos' distinction. But the Rambam is not distinguishing that way. He's distinguishing between Hilchos Mechira and Hilchos Zechiyu Matana. That any time I'm dealing with a Mechira, then I require Mishpatei Hatanoim. When I'm dealing with a Matana, we go after Umdana. What's the logic of that distinction? Why would we have different rules? And it answers all the questions. All of Tosfos' issues are now answered with a different chiluk. Tosfos was mechalik between arbitrary and logical. The Rambam distinguishes between mechira and matana. No? What's the difference?
Matana, you're getting anything back. So like you only want to do it.
Sharper, 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 sharper. Look in the... I photostated it for you, a language in Tosfos. Tosfos is talking about a similar issue in Ksuvus. I didn't put this on the Mar Makoma, sorry. The hoil ve'eno toloi ela benosein yesh lenu l'leches achar da'ato. Keben shabo toloi. Va'ad eno rotz likanes b'lulit b'shum safik. V'lo dami l'lo keach chifetz v'ra ba'ones. D'lo minan day t'hochi lo kanu mevat al ha'mekach. De'eno toloi b'das ha'konu levado ha'ikonami das makna. Now, what is Tosfos' distinction? If we're dealing with a matana, this is a one-way street. This is one person's involved, the nosein. It's all totally in his das. And so, if we can be certain that his das was not to give the gift under the conditions that came about, so that it doesn't get off the ground. But what's the world of Mechira?
Two-way street.
You need Das Kohne and Das Makne. So, okay, the Kohne only thought Kach Bekach, but the Makne thought in the other direction. So in order to be able to know what's the Halacha, we need Mishpatei HaTanoim. Namely, Mishpatei HaTanoim were to protect a situation where there are two parties involved. That there shouldn't be a misunderstanding. Well, I thought, right, like a couple comes for marital counseling, right, and the woman says, he's insulting me, I'm insulting you, she's insulting me all the time. What I intended, but I thought. So there are Mishpatei HaTanoim. Not that we have to get to a divorce court, but there are rules that will help us to prevent misunderstandings. So if really you wanted to link this to a certain condition, there are rules of how to do it. Mishpatei HaTanoim, then everyone understands what are the rules. But if I'm giving a gift, this is a one-way street. So if it's clear what my intent is, so that's my intent. The gift is given by me. And if it wasn't my intent, then it falls off. That's when you read the Rambam, that's exactly what he says. In the world of Hilchos Chiyuv Matana, lo olam omdim da'as hanosein. We have to look into his intent. What did he intend? Yes, Daniel.
So in a two-way street, if one of the sides is Baal Korcha, or let's say giving a get where you can give it against real.
That's not a two-way street. That's a one-way street.
Can you look at it as a one-way street and therefore?
So that's exactly. So that would be, we're going to see such a scenario a few minutes down the line. But in other words, a get is not a machira. In other words, Kiddushin is more similar to Mechira. It requires, as we pointed out, Das Kohne, Das Makna, but a get is one way. So we would, in other words, use different criteria, whether we're dealing with one way, simply what is the Das of the Baal, that's all that concerns us. So then, whatever the Umdana is. Mashain Kane, when we have a he said, she said, right, I intended this way and she intended that way, then we have a different set of rules. Okay, then Mishpatei HaTanoim play a different role. Okay? Again, this is not Tosfos. This is Tosfos and Ksuvos. This is not our Tosfos. Tosfos and Kedushin distinguishes between arbitrary and Umdana, and logic. Masha'en Kein Tosfos in Ksuvos and the Rambam distinguish between Mecher and Matana. However, there is also a third Shita, which is somewhat similar to Daniel, but not at all. Okay. Look back in Tosfos and the Testament days, where Tosfos raised the issue, some sugyos appear to go after Das, other sugyos appear to go after Mishpatei HaTanoim. V'harashbam piresh, he quotes a Rashbam, right, that even though the parentheses in my Tosfos says Sukkah Mim Alephim and Beis, but the Rashbam is in Baba Basra, Adaf Kuf Ramad Zayin Amad Beis. So I printed it up to you in case anyone missed it. So Harashbam. One second. Before we get to the Rashbam, okay? We saw a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. Let's just look for a minute in the Shulchan Aruch, how we paskin, okay, before we get to the Rashbam. So I photoshopped it for you. The Shulchan Aruch, Mocher Stam, Afal Pi Sheyalibo, Mitne Kach Vekach Hu Mocher, Afal Pi Sheyirin HaDvarim, Shalamachar El Alasos, Kach Vekach, Lo Nase, Eino Choser, Hare Lo Pi Resh, Drom Shebelev, Enam Dvarim. All of this is the language of whom? The Rambam. Okay, the Mechaber follows on into the Rambam. Hagah, go to the Hagah, Mihu, Iika Umdana Demuchach, Nisbatel Hamekach. V'yesh omrim, v'bematana dvarim shebelev haivin dvarim. Okay, the Rambam says you require Mishpatei HaTanoim. We require, right, tonight gadu b'nei ruvein, tonight kafu. The Ramah says, umihu, either are gemaras that are other than that, that's totally an umdana demuchach. If it's obvious that there was a mistake, whose sheet is this? This is Tosfos. He quotes Tosfos v'harash. V'yeshem matana dvarim shebelev havyon dvarim. This is who distinguishes between mecher and matana? The Rambam. This is the Rambam. In other words, he quotes of your hagos, Alfasi, I would have put in Rambam. This is the Rambam. The Rambam distinguishes. The Rambam that the Shulchan Aruch quoted was in Hilkos Mekach Umemkar, Mocher. And the Yesh Omrim is B'matana Dram Shebelev Havyon Dvarim. That this is the Rambam who distinguishes between Hilchos Mechira and Hilchos Zechiyu Matana. So within the Ramah, we have these two shitas. Okay. But I pointed out there's also a third shita, and that is that of the Rashbam. So what is the shita of the Rashbam? Now let's go back to Tosfos. The Rashbam Piresh, Daf Mem Tesem days, Gabi Esrog, Al Menas Lahachzir, Im Echziro Yotza, Lo Echziro Lo Yotza, Va'af Agav Debinan Tanai Kafuol, Hane Mile Be'isur, Kagon Hiskad Shili, Al Menas Shetitnili Matayim Zuz, V'chein Beget, Iskin Shmuel Begita Shrimira. Avol b'mamon lo be'inan t'nai kafuul. No. What is the Rashbam's distinction? Not between arbitrary and internal logic, not between mecher and matana, but between gitin v'kedushin on one hand and mamonos. Where do we try require t'nai kafuul in gitin v'kedushin? Where do we go after umdana? In the world of mamonos. That's the distinction of the Rashbam. This distinction was known by other Rishonim. If you look in the Rambam over here in Hilchos Zechiya Umatana Paragimo Halacha Ches, the Rambam says in the second line, V'rabosai horu she'ein tzorech lichpol hatnai ulahakdim hein lalav ela begitin v'kedushin bilvad. This is the Rashbam. It was also a shita of the Rabosav of the Rambam. Ve'ein l'davar zeraya. I think it's off the wall. Then he says it again in Hilchos Ishus Perek Vav Ocha Yudalad. Yesh miksas ga'onim achronim sha'amru ein adam tzorech lichpol tano ela begitin v'kedushin bilvad. Aval v'dine mamon, ein tzarach lichpo, ve'ein roi lismoch al davar zeh. Self, this will also answer all of our questions. What's so bad about the shita of distinguishing between gitin and kedushin on one hand, and dine mamonos? What's Tosis' question on this? And the Rambam also has the same question. The whole source of the world of t'nai kafuul is b'nei God and b'nei ru'uvein. Were B'nai God and B'nai Reuven marrying anyone? No. What do they want? Land. Land is mamonos. Choshe Mishpat. So the whole requirement of T'nai Kafuul is to effect a transfer of land. So how can you say T'nai Kafuul doesn't apply to mamonos, only to Gita V'Kedushin? That's Tosis's question. Lo Nehira, called T'nai Yalfina B'nai God U'nai Reuven. V'hasam B'davar Shebamamon. That's why the Reb gave a different answer. The Rambam also. Says they roig lismoch al davar ze shekfelus atnai im shar ha'arba dvar mitnai b'nei gadam d'ruven lamdu otan chachamim utnai ze lo haya lo begitin velo bekedushin. Right? Okay. I mean, lachor, that's a very, very powerful question. The Rashbam knew Chumash. Right? He wrote a parish on Chumash. So if you were the Rashbam, what would you answer? Or maybe, if you would rather, before we answer Aptosis' question, can you explain the Rashbam? Why? Let's assume we didn't have a question on the Rashbam. Why would we distinguish between Gitin and Kedushin on one hand and the world of Mamonos on the other hand? Why would we say that in the world of Mamonos there's no need for T'nai Kafuul, but in Gitin the Kedushin there would be a need for T'nai Kafuul? Who was bothered by this issue? What? The Raivid. Okay, let's read the Raivid together. Hasagas HaRaivid in Zuchiyah Matana Gimel Ches. The Rambam said, Ein L'davar Zeraya, Amar Avraham, Af Al Pi She'ein Raya L'davar, Zecher L'davar, V'tam gadol yesh ladavar. V'ech yitachein d'ze mocher karka o nosno v'omer eni nosno v'mocher alim ken yasa likach v'kach v'notzi oso miyodo v'lo asabo mashe hisnalav. Aval gitin v'kedushin umdan daita hu mikevan shenosan daita l'garesh l'kadesh eno ela kamafli bidvarim v'kiruv hadas v'richu kadas ein tenayim o'il bolo rakik l'karev elin kein chisko b'kfilo ובכל העניינים נספר שבו, כולם חיזוק התנאיהם, ובין תבין. Okay, before we get to the other issue of the question of Tosfos. Now, what over here is the Ravid explaining is the difference between the world of Mamonos and the world of Gitin the Kedushin. Start off with the world of Mamonos. The world of Mamonos, there's no need for Tanai Kafel. Why is there no need for Tanai Kafel in the world of Mamonos? And again, according to this day, it's not a difference between Mecher and Matana. Mamonos means Mecher, Matana. It's, in other words, we don't need Tanai Kafel. Why not? I have an object. It's mine. I have a car. It's my car. My car. I want to give it to someone as a gift, or I want to sell it to someone, and I explicitly say that I'm selling this to you because I was told that you don't have a car. And then it turns out that the fellow has a car. So the fellow says, "You didn't say Tanai Kafel. If you don't have a car, I'm going to give this to you. And if you had a car, I'm not going to give it to you." So the Rashbam says, "There's no need for Tanai Kafel. Why is there no need for Tanai Kafel?"
Maybe the Mamonos is easily reversible.
A bit stronger than that. What is he saying? Who? In other words, it's the Balabas on Mamonos is the owner. Right, the one who owns it, he wants to transfer it. He's expressing his intent. He's only giving based on this expression. That's all. The moment that he says his intent is to sell, he's selling. His intent is not to sell, he's not selling. In other words, there's no need for any formalities. All we have to know is what he intended. He is he's in charge. It's his. He's in charge. There's no need for anything other than what he wants. Masha ain kain in Gitin the Kedushin. Masha ain kain in Gitin the Kedushin. Now, Jason, what were you saying? Now move over to Gitin the Kedushin. Now it's in the world of Mamonos. And it's simple. Ech yitachin dezem mocher karko nos novomer eni nos doini mocher lem ken yasili kach vikach. I say I'm selling this on this condition. And we're going to ignore the condition? I'm the balabas. It's my decision. I'm expressing my intent. That's all I have to do. Just express my intent. I'm only selling it. I'm only giving it on this condition.
There you need both sides.
No. Don't go back to this is not the Rambam. The Rambam distinguished between Mecher and Matana, two sides, one side. This is the Rashbam. This is the Rabos of the Rambam, who distinguished between Gitin the Kedushin and Mamonos.
They need both intentions of the man and the woman.
Why you say the same thing I said? Just said not to say. Okay. Abul Gitin the Kedushin. Umdan Daita, who? Umdan Daita is who's Umdan Daita? The cave on Shenosan Daita, Lagarish, Lakadesh. Eino el kamaflik bidvarim v'kiruv hadas v'richul kadas. What's the Rambam saying if you want to translate this Rambam into easy English? When we look at a person, right, standing under the chuppah, or, the other side of the picture, standing in a divorce court, okay? And in the divorce court, He says, I'm giving this divorce, but I only want to give it if my wife is going to stand on one foot and jump three times in the air and say, God is great. Right? So we give her the get, and we say, forget about what he said, right? In other words, forget about it. Why? He said, I'm only giving it to her if she's going to do that. Why is it different selling my car?
It has nothing to do with the actual divorce or the marriage.
And selling my, if I sell my car and I say I'm only going to sell the car to this person if he stands on one foot and jumps three times in the air and says God is great.
It's car of the dust. It's car of the, what he actually wanted.
What? Again, I'm not making up anything. I just want to read the Ravid. Avogita the Kedushin, umdan daitahu. Our understanding is clear. Mikevan shenasan daito legaresh alakadesh. This person has made a decision, an internal decision, that he is going to divorce this woman. That's why he's in divorce court. Or he's going to marry her. That's why he's standing under the chuppah. That's why they sent out invitations. That's why they hired the band and the photographer, etc. It's clear what his basic intention is. So why over here is he making this condition? He wants to marry her. So why is he making this condition? He wants to humiliate her. He wants to make it appear to be something a little more difficult. Kiruv hadas, richol kadas. This is not going to make or break the wedding. He wants to marry her.
He wants to express, because of it.
He wants to express some issue. He has some sort of an issue that he wants to express. Okay? In other words, he wants to get in his last expression of independence before they get married. Right? In other words, he knows he's getting married. He's kona adon latzmo. So he wants, at least now, she should do what he says, because afterwards it's glossed and gone. She's never going to listen to what he says. Right? But the ikar is he wants to marry her. But he has this knetch in his mind. He has this cuckoo thought. So then, in order for that to work, it has to be with all mishpatei atanoim. Because otherwise, we say, forget it. In other words, that, okay, he has this quirk in his mind. We're bringing it as a quirk. When I'm selling a car, in other words, my decision is purely that, in other words, it's always, do I want to sell the car or not want to sell the car? We have no idea. It's always 50-50, do I want to or not? So if I say I'm selling the car on condition of X, okay, that's my mindset. But we don't say that by Gita the Kedushin. Here we have an umdana that I want the marriage to go through. We have an umdana that I want to get to go through. Now the tnai is to override that umdana. A tnai which is to override an umdana, that requires mishpatei atinoi. A tnai which is to create an umdana, that doesn't require mishpatei atinoi. The tnai which will create his mindset, that doesn't require mishpatei atinoi. But if we already know his mindset, and the question is he going to override his mindset? He's only going to override his mindset with a tnai which is a tnai kafel. Let's read it again inside. Avogitin the kedushin umdan daitahu. We have a preconception. We have already a given. Mikevan shenosan daito legari shalokadesh. That these are not issues that are taken easily. To sell my car, I can sell my house, sell my book. Those are, I can wake up in the morning and sell my car. But to get married and to get divorced, this is not something which is a decision which is taken easily. Once I basically decided that, and now I'm setting up a condition, this condition, enu ala haflig bidvarim, this is just icing on the cake. This is not the ikar. Kiruv das v'richuk das. This is just to create some sort of relationship between me and my wife. Ein tnai moel b'lerachik u'lekarev elem kein chizko b'kfeilo. So in this situation where we want to override the umdana with a tnai, so then we require a tnai kafu. But if we don't want to override an umdana with a tanai, we simply want to know what's the person's kavana, then there's no need for a tanai kafel. Is that clear? Yeah?
So, by gerushin, though, let's say he really doesn't want to divorce his wife. Let's say he wants
so what's he doing in divorce court?
Then maybe they're forcing him. Like, he wants his wife to be in a guna,
There is a famous Rambam of Kofin Oso at Yoma Rotsani. The people basically want to do what is right, except they have Yetzirah. And the kfiyah is simply to get him to what he really, really, really wants deep down. But we're dealing over here where he is all of a sudden introducing a tenai at, bedakah tishim, at the 90th minute. That means nothing to people in the world of baseball and in the world of football, but it means a lot to people in the world of soccer. That when you want to do something at the 90th minute, you've already, everything has already been worked out. Everything is already fine. Right? Now you want to toss in something. That's pure haflagas dvarim, richuk v'kiruv. That requires t'nai kafel for it to be meaningful, because it's clear what is the ikar intent. Let me just give you a raya, to this approach. I have to look at the last source that I brought on the page. Also, I didn't put this on the Mekoros, because I didn't find it until 2 in the morning. Mikoma kom lefi darkeinu. This is from the Sefer Haschus. The Sefer Haschus is the perush of the Rabban on the Rif in Gittin, in which he tries to defend the Rif from the Hasagos of the Raivad. Okay? We know that he has Milchamos Hashem to defend the Rif against the Hasagos of the Bal Hamor. Sometimes he has to defend the Rif against other Hasagos. So he wrote the Sefer Haschus. At the very, very end of that, it's printed in the back, in the Rif, on the bottom of the page. Mikoma kom. Lamed Chesamed Aleph is the pages of the Rif. The Sugi itself is on Daf Ayin Hei. Mikoma kom lefi darkeinu nishma, ledimre hakol, ein asmachta begitin vikedushin. Hare kama pa'amim shaninu bahem, im lo basi, belo me'achshav, lamadnu, shelo huskara asmachta, ela bedin mamon. That in the world of Mamonos, we have a concept of asmachta. What is asmachta? Nachon, I made a condition, but I really wasn't serious. I said that if I don't pay you by Thursday, I'm going to double the amount I owe you, and I didn't pay you by Thursday. I was just saying that. That's asmachta. But in the world of Kedushin, we don't say that. In the world of Gittin and Kedushin, we don't have this concept of asmachta. I was just joking. I really didn't mean it. I was just exaggerating. Because we say Gittin and Kedushin is a serious business. We take a person very, very seriously that he really wants to get married or get divorced. This is a tremendous change in his whole essence of his whole life. He's not going to joke around about it. Like we saw earlier, Elu Devarim Chiniknim Ba'amira. That in the world of Gittin v'Kedushin, even simply via a statement, without a Kinyan Suder, you can obligate yourself to all sorts of monetary obligations. Gittin v'Kedushin is a serious business. So even if B'chol HaTorah Kula, we have a concept of Asmachta, it's not going to be in Gittin v'Kedushin. Because B'chol HaTorah Kula, we don't know a person's intent. And so, we have to wait, was this serious, was this not serious? Gittin v'Kedushin, our working assumption is we know the person's intent. He wants to get married, or he wants to get divorced. Just he tosses in a condition. That, then we have a different set of rules. Okay? So this then is another approach, that of the Raivad.
Are there things that are very serious? Like, let's say somebody wants to change the status from a slave. That's also a very serious issue. Why wouldn't that be included in this?
Maybe it would. Maybe it would. In other words, again, what the Rashbam is doing is distinguishing between areas. And the Raivad is giving an explanation of what are these areas. The area of Gittin Kedushin is where we have a preconception of Umdan Daito. We know really what he wants before he says anything. Mashen Kain, in the world of Mamonos, we have no idea what he wants until he says. And so we take what he says very seriously, because this is what he's telling us, on one hand. On the other hand, we have this world of asmachta, that we know that people sometimes say things they don't mean. So this is Bezin has to weigh between the options. Mashenki, in the Gita and the Kedushin, we have a starting position. We're starting off with a certain working assumption. Umdan daitanu kevan chinasan daito legare shalakadesh. Then we assume anything else is kiruv v'richuk das. Anything else is just side issues. Side issues we need tonight kafu. Real issues, we take what he says at face value. Okay. So, but we have our question. How can we make such a distinction? The whole concept of Tanai Kofa was learned out from Tanai B'nei Godem and Eruvin, and we're talking about land, and land is Mamonos. Land is a car. Land is mamonos. So listen to the Ravid. V'nachlas b'nei Gad u'b'nei Reuven lo hayesamuch zeket b'yad Yisrael v'eino dome lekarka hamuchzak lo la'adam yirushasa omekho ad kan l'shono. When we speak about dinei mamonos as a category, what is the core of the background that in dinei mamonos we're going to follow that which he says, even without formalities? We said because he's the boss. He's the boss. It's his car, and he wants to transfer it. So he's only transferring it. So what? Why would this perhaps not apply to bnei Gad and bnei Reuven?
There is no Baal to the land.
They're not the boss. It's not their land yet. It's God's land. God wants to give. So when you're dealing with something, in other words, so what they're saying, they're not saying as being the Balabatid. Normally, when you want to have a transaction of land, it's your land. It's currently yours. You want to transfer it, so we take your intent totally into account without formality. But if the land is not yours, if the land isn't yours, so then we don't start off by saying that everything is totally in your intent. In other words, the svara over here is a double svara. It's a svara of why Gita and Kedushin are unique and why Mamonos is unique. Gita and Kedushin are unique because we have a pre-existing mindset. He wants to divorce her. He wants to marry her. That's a given. And then the Tanai is just something which is added in from on the sidelines. Mashen came in the world of Mamonos. We say all the conditions. He's the balabas. He can do whatever he wants. He can set any conditions. But that's if he's the balabas. My land. I'm the balabas. In the world of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, it wasn't their land, and therefore they really, really were not the balabas. They were. Not, it wasn't muchzak by them. Okay. So we have then this shita of the Rashbam. Okay, so we have so far three distinctions: when we need Tanei Kafel, and when don't we? When do we say it's enough to have Umdila Nemuchach? One is arbitrary or logical, that's Tosfos. Two is Mecher and Matana, that's the Rambam. Three is Mamonos as a category, namely when you're the Balabas, or Gitin Kedushin, where we already know what your basic intent is. Okay, understanding the Rashbam like the Ravid, which is certainly a very fine way of understanding the Rashbam. But there is also one other distinction, but I think that will be for next time. Okay? That's the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus Yud Zayin Yud Chet, that I didn't send you to, so I'd rather you look at it first. Okay? Let's say there. And so I put that, you know, it's put together, the Rambam in Zechi Matana Gimel Ches with the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus Vav Yud Zayin through Yud Ches. And this is dealing with the words of Im, Almanas, Me'achshav, etc. We really haven't gotten involved, so that will begin with next time, okay? And then we'll move later to a new sugya of Arev and Eved Knani. See the Gemara from Vav Amud Beis to Zayin Amud Aleph up to where it says Boi Rava in the middle of the thin lines, and I'll give you a page of Mar Makomos. Okay, so I mean, look over the whole sugya first, and then we'll take it piece by piece. What's the din of Arev? What's the din of Eved Knani? And how the two can perhaps be melded one with the other. Said? Okay. Tomorrow morning, I plan to be here, but I'll be here only about 10:30. Okay, so we have a bris earlier in the morning.